You're listening to SBS News.
Well, it's just what he does, isn't it? Djokovic does just hit back immediately.
Novak Djokovic has won his court fight and hopes to compete in the Australian Open. Federal Circuit Court Judge Anthony Kelly ruled the world number one player had not been given enough time to speak to his lawyers before the decision was made to cancel his visa and place him in immigration detention. Howard Fendrich is a tennis writer for the Associated Press.
He had the cancellation of his visa to enter Australia revoked. He now can enter the country. And soon after the judge's ruling came in Djokovic's favor, he was out there in Rod Laver Arena, place where he's won the trophy 9 times at Melbourne Park, snapping a photo and telling the world how grateful he is for the judge's decision and how thankful he is for all the support he's received from his fans.
Djokovic's visa was pulled after his arrival last week because officials said he didn't qualify for an exemption to a rule that all non-citizens be fully vaccinated. The player's lawyers argued that since he has recently recovered from COVID-19, he didn't need to be inoculated. Djokovic may now be free in Australia, but there is a chance his visa could be cancelled again under the immigration minister's powers.
But it's all a little bit still up in the air. The minister in charge of immigration in Australia has the right to overrule the judge's decision and can reinstate this ban on Djokovic from entering the country right now.
That would mean that the 9-time Australian Open winner and defending champion could again face deportation and could miss the tournament, which starts on January 17th. It could also bar him from returning to Australia for 3 years. In front of Djokovic's lawyers' offices, a large crowd of supporters surrounded a car believing the tennis player was inside. Police, trying to disperse the crowd to let the car pass, appeared to douse people with pepper spray. Late Monday night, hours after his release from immigration detention, Djokovic published a photo showing him and his team standing on center court. The post stated, "I'm pleased and grateful that the judge overturned my visa cancellation. Despite all that has happened, I want to stay and try to compete at the Australia Open." In Serbia, the Djokovic family gathered for a celebratory news conference. Djokovic's brother, Jorge, praised the judicial system here in Australia.
Justice and truth came out in the open. On this occasion, we'd like to thank the judicial system of Australia. We'd like to thank Judge Kelly, who approached the case in a very detailed way, with no bias, and took into consideration every single aspect of this story, every single fact that occurred, from Novak's application for the Australian visa, all the way to his landing, being maltreated and detained, and at the end of the judicial process.
Djokovic's mother, Djezana, says Australia has tortured her son.
We came here today to somewhat celebrate the victory of our son, Novak, the young man who learned in his family not to tolerate lies and fraud and who always fought for justice. There is no fault of his, he didn't do anything contrary to their laws, but he was still subject to such torture that we could see for ourselves. I suppose we will only hear in the days to come what he has been through.
Djokovic's uncle, Goran, said he believes Australia was trying to disadvantage Djokovic.
For me, it looked like a trap for the animals, you know, like a wolf, animals in the mountain, you know. And they invite him to come and they trap him and put him in the jail, trying to put him on his knees, but it's not possible. We're Serbian, we are a very proud Balkan nation, Serbian.
Djokovic reportedly contracted COVID-19 on December 16th, yet he was seen in photographs attending events with students where no one was wearing a mask in the following days. The back-and-forth sports drama has gripped the world and caused a furor here, where many initially decried the news that Djokovic, who has been a vocal skeptic of vaccines, had received an exemption to compete in Melbourne. Many felt the star was being given special treatment since Australians who aren't vaccinated face tough travel and quarantine restrictions. Melbourne, in particular, has faced severe restrictions and is one of the world's most locked down cities. Mr. Fendrich says spectators could boo Djokovic at the Australian Open.
He may find himself being booed mercilessly by the crowds in Australia who didn't think he should be allowed in and get this medical exemption. He may not have had the proper physical or mental or certainly not ideal preparation for the tournament. But once he's on the court, he tends to be able to funnel any sort of seeming adversity into a positive direction to help him.
Djokovic has 20 Grand Slam singles titles, a men's record he shares with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. Nadal has called Djokovic's COVID-19 vaccination controversy a circus and earlier commented on the case.
I think if he wanted, he will be playing here in Australia without a problem. No, he went through another. He makes his own decisions and everybody is free to take their own decisions, but then there are some consequences, no? And of course, I don't like the situation that is happening. In some way, I feel sorry for him. But at the same time, he knew the conditions since a lot of months ago.
Djokovic's fight over his medical exemption from COVID-19 vaccination may not be over. A spokesman for Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says he is considering using the broad discretionary powers he is given by Australia's Migration Act to again cancel Djokovic's visa. Should that happen, it would be game, set, and match for the Immigration Department, and Djokovic would see himself losing to Australia. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.